Hey, everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, we're going to be talking about one of the hugest openings. Get ready for Neil Plumley's special Box Office Roundup Corner. We're going to talk about stats and whatnot. And don't worry, if there are spoilers, we will use our own personal time jam to rewind and avoid those from happening. Let's do it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Ooh, we got the party light.
Look at the light, look at the light, look at the light.
Oh, hey, everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. This, of course, is the show where we look back at the box office that was, and then we'd like to... about the box office that I have had. I'm Frank Marin.
And hey, guys, my name is Carrie Lane.
I'm Amy Cassandra Martinez.
And I'm Neil Plumley.
And, of course, making us look great and sound even better is Anthony in the booth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Anthony.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we may as well just jump into it. Let's talk about... Do we have to? I don't know.
The numbers. Anymore.
They're huge, 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 huge. Of course, we weren't here last week, so we have our course. Neil was so kind to jump on Twitter and give everybody the breakdown of who won and lost last week's box office bet. And then we were game to try to do a box office bet about Avengers Infinity War, the hugest release coming out this week. Mm-hmm. And Neil, how did those of us that did tweet out some impressions, how did we do compared to what the actual total was?
Everyone was generally pretty close. There was one person who was closest. That was me. No, please.
Wait, hold your applause. I know I was below. I think I said 45.
To be honest, I didn't write them all down.
Okay, wait, they're remember... all in the tweets. No, Amy went 75?
275, yeah.
65.
I went 65, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Second. I said...
I'll be happy about my second place. Yeah.
I said 250, which is the exact, weirdly the exact dollar to the dollar amount that is estimated right now. Of course, when the actuals come in, that's going to be a lot different. But, yeah, I'm pretty proud of that. I mean, it was mostly a guess, but you know what? We're on air, so no, it was an educated guess, and I'm very smart.
Yeah, you are.
Now, of course, folks, if you want to get in touch with us and sing our praises or toot your own personal horns, feel free to like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and while you're there, give it a thumbs up or another thumbs up or many thumbs up, as many thumbs up as you could possibly do. And, of course, we have the chat up and running, so feel free to hop in. Share your thoughts about movies in general or anything we're talking about in particular. And Carrie, if they're watching this after we've streamed live.
It's totally cool. You guys can comment down below.
Now, one question we were talking amongst ourselves, so feel free to chime away in the chat. We're going to talk about Avengers Infinity War now, but in terms of spoilers, let us know. How spoilery do you want us to get during the course of our discussion? If you want us to be spoiler-free, just let us know right there in the thread. If you want us to get us a little spoiler... Yeah, mild spoilers. And if you want to just go deep spoiler.
Deep your toe
well,
there's
in the some where it's like a little bit. Or some it's interesting, like how it's a spoiler. Like just seeing an image on Twitter, like there was a cameo. I knew who the cameo was because someone posted a picture. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, now I'm not surprised anymore. Well, there's all kind of spoilers, too.
It was your own fault for going on social
That's
media.
That's what I was going to say.
I know.
You were brave enough.
Like sweeping through. And then,
brave.
Neil and I had a discussion on Twitter, though, of like, I don't even want to hear you're happy, you're sad, nothing.
Yeah.
Because people saying that, I'm like, oh, but this still gives you an inclination. Like,
nope. So how do you, in terms of something like that, your movie you're really invested in terms of social media, do you still want to engage with social media and then you just throw out a post that says, any of my people that that I'm friends with or follow, don't say anything? Or do you just say, like, you know what, just to make it safe, I'm going to stay off of social media until I myself have seen this film?
Well, for me, there's a lot of people that I follow who sort of have a professional courtesy about not doing spoilers, because there's a lot of people I follow that are going to premieres and they're seeing the movie like a week early and all that sort of stuff. So they really just try and keep it to themselves. But in the case of Infinity War, like Carrie said, I didn't want to know if they thought it was good. Because there's a lot of things that happen in this movie, and going into it, there's a lot of things that you expected to happen. Mm-hmm. And I tweeted about this in a long thread this week, but someone I worked with this week who doesn't care about these movies and doesn't really know a lot about them was just reading the Forbes article that just had the whole spoiler plot on it. And he was reading it, and he's like, who's like blank? Who's this person? I'm like, oh, this person does this, and they're from this movie. You don't know them. Like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, I'm reading. Like, someone put the whole plot for the new Infinity movie online. I'm like, shut up. No, stop. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. And but he didn't get it that I could piece together things by just loose information. So then he just started like saying this stuff that was arguably very disconnected. But in the context, I understand exactly what he was talking about and what he was reading. So I was like, dude, stop reading it out loud. Read it to yourself. And then he's like, who's this person? And it's a huge, like...
And then you punch him in the face.
Like, a huge thing that I'm like, I don't want to even hear that character's name, because hearing that character's name tells me something about that movie. So I just got up and left. I left the office, and I didn't come back for, like, 30 minutes.
Real quick, everybody. So I've been reading the chat very avidly, and it looks like people want to be spoiled, especially the poop shoot productions. He said, spoil him like if he was a rich kid.
We're gonna rich the shit out of you.
We'll put a warning up people want to skip through it.
Spoiler.
Yes.
All right, fine.
Correct. This is your spoiler announcement.
You should
Cassander do her move again after this.
Oh, which then you move? Know, should we
do your move?
Get a move.
No, wait. What about audio listeners?
There you go. That's
how would they know? Just ask him.
I have this, guys.
Spoiler alert!
And then we'll flash the lights.
Well, maybe we'll do a time limit so that people listening just skip ahead.
Ooh, I like the
Tony, keep track of us.
I got you.
All right. Do a timer on there.
Wait, are we doing it now?
I'm so
excited.
We're
starting right now. We're jumping right into it.
How long do we want? 10 minutes?
Well, we'll talk and then just time us when we're done.
What?
We're gonna just start the clock. No.
We can't do. Let's do
like 10 or 15.
Let's do 10.
10 minutes.
45, an hour and a half. Yes, guys, we're staying here all night.
I could spend all week on this.
All day? Yeah.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. So if you're listening, come back. Fast forward 10 minutes.
This is exciting.
Amy, do the dance in 3.
Wait, on...
On 3.
Okay, wait, on 3? On 1.
1, 2, 3.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler
alert!
Beautiful.
Spoiler alert!
This should be a thing, guys.
Spoiler alert!
Because then if you're watching, they'll just fast forward to like when they're done with that. Okay.
All right.
And we're good.
Awesome. But now we can have real thoughts.
Real thoughts.
10 minutes to break it down.
Real go, thoughts. Frank.
All right. So, Avengers: Infinity War. In terms of your anticipation level to what you you felt leaving the film, where does it rank?
It ranks on a track that I didn't know existed.
Okay.
Like
okay.
I was like, I was really anticipating. Like I didn't know what I was anticipating because I was trying to stay away from a lot of things.
Yep.
But I was like, I know I'm excited to see something happen, and then what it showed me was something that I completely did not expect. So I had to process and deal with it, as I'm sure a lot of people had to. It was just a completely, I didn't expect anything like that happening.
You are in touch with your emotions, and one of the many things I love about you.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly into the film did you cry?
Not all that quickly.
Not at all.
and actually, a little something about me, I mean, we're talking about spoilers, so we're talking about how everyone basically got dusted, literally. And I was telling some people outside before the show, that is something psychologically that I have a trouble with. Is
people turning to dust?
Is like death without a body is something that I have a hard time dealing with. So it was like, it was sort of like a dead emotion blanket over me. Like psychologically, my brain wasn't working at the moment.
Yeah.
I was watching everything happen, but right when Steve was like, "What did he do? What happened?" And then you hear Steve and you turn over to Bucky and he's sort of falling apart. I was like, "Nope." I felt kind of sick, and it was just very hard for me to process. And after I left the movie, still I was also just like, you guys, like all my friends are talking about it, I'm like, I need like a minute to process this because it's really hard for me on a personal level. But I honestly forgot what your question was.
No, it's how you felt. Well, Star Drew comforts you by saying, "Everyone that is dust will come back, Neil."
Well, yeah, I mean, they have to.
Yes.
They have to, right?
Yeah.
It was.
There's people that are going to be in other movies.
They just started, they started two franchises with these people.
Yes.
Black Panther and Spider-Man. They still have a Guardians 3, and they can't just do it with just Rocket.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all these people are the ones that have to come back. And that's what's so surprising about this is because it's the Infinity War, right? So people are going to die. People are going to get gone, basically. And what's interesting is that they really teased us with this. They really threw us under the bus because Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, and a couple other people who are like the OG Avengers, all their contracts are up. So people are like, okay, this is it then. This is when they leave. And they're like the only ones that stayed around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're pretty much the only ones that are still there.
In terms of that this did a really good job of defying your expectations in terms of who is going to live or die. I think the thing is you're dealing with a comic book property as opposed to a film, mm-hmm. a filmatic universe. Mm-hmm. And so in a comic book, these big, huge events, I'm never really a huge fan of like the deaths because it's so easily in a comic book universe to overturn these deaths or bring them back through some means, whether it's a year or 2 years later,
yeah.
whenever you want to do that. In terms of a film universe where you do have actors that are getting older, have mm-hmm. Various interests and pursuits that don't necessarily lie with the MCU, you can make that decision to have these deaths happen in the next film, and it would be interesting mm-hmm. to see what they choose.
Yeah.
One character, I want to see what you all think, is the first Doctor Strange film, that was fine. Good movie.
It was cool.
Yeah. But I really thought it was really cool to see how Doctor Strange really stepped up in this film.
What yeah.
do you
yes.
think of Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially with Iron Man. Well, Tony Stark.
Let's want yeah. to see them butt heads.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the goatees battling.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. and I wanted to ask you guys, well, I did already, but people don't know how many times we each saw it. And,
once.
And also, like, when we saw it, I think that has an effect on us. So I saw it the first time Tuesday night, and it was with, like, a special screening, and it was with people that were super duper excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I left there feeling one way, and then I saw it the other time. It was Friday night. People weren't as pumped. Like, people weren't reacting as much as the people in the previous screening. And I think that has an effect on you mm-hmm. while you're watching mm-hmm. obviously multiple times you're gonna feel different ways mm-hmm. and then the last time I saw it was also different, but I think the first time I saw it I was like, well, you know, I kind of went in thinking so many people were gonna die that I was kind of sad. I was like, what the heck, we should have killed more people. And I'm like, Amy, that's kind of weird, like what. And then the whole like dusting thing, because I'd read the comics, I was like, like it's not the end of the world, it's fine. But seeing it in a different way on Friday, I was like, no, crap. Like, it's still sad. Yes, people that are dusted can come back, yeah, but that doesn't make it any easier for the people that are there, like, to not really know what was happening. And I think mm-hmm. that was something that I got the second and the third time, that I was like, whoa, like, just imagine, like, yeah, it's not final. These people aren't dead, except
but the
for
people with them don't know that.
Yeah. And also, it's like, how the heck are they going to get them back? Mm-hmm. Where are they really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just all those things that aren't answered, and I think that's what's like kind of caught a lot of us off guard. And we're like, well, like, no. And especially, I don't know which one hurt the most for you guys, but Peter Parker.
Oh yeah, that's what other
oh
people
my
are
God,
saying
I
too.
Almost died.
Oh, and the thing is, I didn't cry at all. I was just kind of like,
yeah.
Ooh, yeah, what are you doing? Like, it didn't get to the point of like tears are coming down, because it just kind of got stuck in my head, and I was
yeah.
like,
yeah.
no,
me too.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's weird.
Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I saw one time. My problem with it, of how I feel, is the fact that time travel can be involved. Mm-hmm. So almost anything can mean nothing. So it's like, I can't feel that invested in any death, because it's like, there's a possibility it could be reversed. So I'm like, okay.
But they still died.
Yeah,
that's true.
That point.
But that could be reversed. Like,
but
we
in
could,
the meantime, like right now, this
yeah,
is
but
a
then
situation.
I know that's right there. That's sitting right there.
Yeah,
but
I agree with
still hit me.
So no, I mean, it's still sad.
Yeah.
It was still kind of like, whoa, wait, what? Okay.
Yeah.
But it was still that moment. I'm like, but they can come back.
That was being
like
first
so
time.
Immediately.
Yeah.
You're like, well, they can come back. The other thing too is like, which I was glad to see that other people kind of felt the same way. That I'm like, no, mine's a little bit more like it's a hollow reaction of like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Like, mine wasn't like, I had so many emotions. Mine was just like, okay, that's a lot to unpack and everything. And you know, it's just the beginning. So then that's the even harder part, that it's an incomplete feeling, because we don't have the next part. So then you're just like, all right, well, I'm going to wait. Like,
that's what they
like,
want to do to us. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely enjoyed it. And it's like, so many of it's amazing. But it's still that, like, the feel after, you're just like, all right, I need to think about it. But then that's probably good, because it is a movie that you're like, I need to think about it, not just like, and I'm done.
And watch it again. And there again.
I'd probably want to rewatch it right before the next thing.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch it right away after I just saw it. Frank.
The Spider-Man death, I would agree, and just not because it was, I mean, just acted really well by Tom Holland, but I've always enjoyed Spider-Man, especially in these kind of cosmic adventures, like when Jim Starlin did the first original Thanos storyline, where you have all the heroes fighting him, and then you have Spider-Man, certainly out of all of them, the one that's most out of their depth,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
seeing that he's the one that actually kind of steps up and kind of knocks over the soldier to bring back Adam Warlock to take out Thanos.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that interpretation of Spider-Man. So I was really hoping he'd stick around, because I was excited, and he'll be back in the next movie. But to be there at the beginning, because I like seeing Spider-Man being out of his depth, and how does he rise up with kind of being the next generation. But that doesn't mean that we can't see those moments played out once he gets brought back with the use of the gauntlet in some fashion.
Right.
See, I do want to say something really quickly that I think a lot of us went in thinking, like, this is going to be kind of like the other Marvel movies where you're going to get a lot of...
No, this one, they were like, this one's so different than the other ones.
But
it's different.
But, and you're like, okay, well, how? Well, let me go see it. And I think this is not a good movie, obviously, to start with. Duh.
No, like, who would do that?
There's, well, anyway, it's more of like, this is everyone you love. This isn't their story. It's Thanos's. And I think that But I think that that's something that was different for us. But I really, like, at the end of the day, I really, really loved it.
Given, like, the little snips and bits and pieces that we've had through credit sequences and whatnot?
Time. Yes. Say it again?
Were you happy with Thanos's betrayal in this?
Yes.
Did those emotional moments really hit you to kind of make him fully seem like a full, well-rounded character?
Yes.
Sometimes yes and no, because his ideology to him was set and was pretty perfect for in his own head.
Yeah.
And the fact that he actually loved, genuinely loved Gamora as deemed true by the universe was pretty outstanding. Yeah. I was actually sort of like taken back by that. I'm like, okay, really? So it was an interesting moment because it sort of painted him as like, no, he's not necessarily just like a sociopathic monster.
Yeah.
He's doing what he believes is right by his ideology.
Yeah.
He still feels love and hate and blah blah blah, and so it's sort of you look at the people he kills under like a different light. Like he's trying to help the universe.
Yeah.
But he could have just snapped his fingers and just made twice the amount of resources. But whatever.
Though I hated her taunting him. I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Like, even if he didn't, still could be like, let me test it. Yeah. You know. But anyway.
As we're wrapping up, favorite kind of pairing.
Okay.
Did you like...
Tony's like, I want to say something.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Tony. Go ahead. Say something.
I'm good.
No, say it. Say it.
Okay.
We'll go over in time of saying
it. Just overall thoughts. It was okay. It was a cool movie.
Cool. Thanks, Tony. Anyway, go ahead. What did you think, buddy?
No, I just thought it was a good movie. I'm not like a huge... Yeah, just disclaimer. I'm not like a huge fan. I didn't grow up with these characters. I grew up like... I'm a loose fan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, I went in and I wanted to really enjoy this movie. I gave myself all the way to this movie. Like, I clapped when I saw the Avengers come on. I was like overly excited to watch this movie. Like, kind of not forcing myself, but like, yeah, I'm into it, you know? Mm-hmm. It hit me once I went in. I was like, all right, let's do this. That being said, it was just okay. It's not like it didn't really make me feel anything, except for that Parker, the Peter Parker scene a little bit.
Mr. Stark.
I thought it was okay.
Well, it took him a long time to fade.
There were some scenes that didn't really work for me. And one thing that really annoyed me was the whole Bruce Banner in the Hulkbuster scene was horrid. That was terrible.
So bad.
That
end
was
of the
so
movie.
Bad.
There's two shots.
It's trash. It's complete trash. I was like, what are they doing?
Oh, and then people are just like, the visual effects are difficult. Yes, but this movie is 100% amazing on the visual effects. The entire movie, except for those like two shots where it's Bruce Banner in the suit, where you see just the head, and it's kind of like,
Some of the green screen honestly killed me inside. I could not handle the green screen. I was like, dude, just use some practical effects for the love of God. Like, come on. Like, you have the budget for it. You can make this look 10 times better. Are you kidding me? And then, like, sorry.
It's just, only Bruce Banner.
Just use CGI. Mm-hmm. That's about it. It was a solid film, you know. It was not bad. Yeah. A good, great action flick. Good superhero stuff.
But I did like the interpretation they did with the Hulk, who, you know, after getting a smackdown from Thanos, he's a scared guy now.
He's all, nope.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
That was fine.
Because you want to save something, too, for the second film. You can't have everything in the first one.
Yeah. Well, also, everybody's thinking Hawkeye's going to die, and that's like, dude, he's not even in the movie, so.
Who?
We need somebody for the second movie, guys.
Yes,
we gotta
and
throw
Ant-Man,
him.
Too.
Yep, we got to throw all those fine folks.
Yep.
Favorite pairings. Did you enjoy Thor, Rocket, and Groot? More, or did you enjoy, like, were you a Stark, Strange, and Spidey group?
I was a Thor Rocket group.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, Thor had a lot. I mean, certainly is somebody that's going to make kind of, like, his films, at least the first two, you know, ebb and flow in terms of people loving them. I seem a lot more people enjoyed the third. I know Neil was not one of those people. But it's certainly given a lot of meaty emotional moments in this film.
Yeah.
I kind of been denied. Yeah.
And what the Russos said beforehand, they said that the movie's basically about Thanos and Thor.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it ended up being.
Mm-hmm. I think I love both pairings, but the arrival of Thor, Rocket, and Groot was more like, yeah. Yeah. Like, you were pumped. You're
that
like,
was like Sarah Connor just putting a shell into her shotgun, yeah. And you're like, oh, it's going
like
down.
Like, our audience was like, yes.
I got to say, I really liked every scene with Drax and Mantis in it. I thought that humor was so good. It was probably like the best I've seen in these movies. Like, that humor was phenomenal.
He's a pirate god. And,
like, no, like, his muscles, like when yeah. Drax is just like,
yeah, pirate angel.
When he's just standing still. When Drax is standing still, he's like, and then Mantis at the end is like, hi, Drax. Oh, I died. Yeah. It was so funny.
There's a lot of amazing... Well, wait. Okay, now we can get into not spoilers. Should we be like, yeah.
Go ahead, do your thing.
Let's do it.
We need the music, too.
We need the spoilers. We're done. We can talk about
spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Good.
Not spoils, but the thing I was going to say, too, is like most Marvel movies, though, there's so much great humor in this film. Mm-hmm. More so in the beginning than the end, but the moments that are funny are just so funny.
I also...
Oh, yeah, Sweet Rabbit. yeah, that was good.
I think that, well, at least my worry was how they were going to incorporate everyone without, like, jipping people.
Yeah.
And I think they did a really good job with that. And the introduction mm-hmm. of each character and the transitions with the music too.
Well, it's also great. Everybody had a task. It wasn't like we all need to do and coordinate the same way. It was like, you got a job, you got a job, you got a job, got like things Oprah. To do. You got a job. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the next film is going to be, it seems like it's going to have to be more of a Cap Steve. We need to see that reconciliation happen. At some point, because the way they kind of teased it and denied it here at the top of the film, I feel like that's going to be a crucial component to the next film, whether it's the two of them having to work together to save the day. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
So before we continue on, though, I mean, Avengers: Infinity War. Neil, let's go to Neil's box office corner. Mm-hmm. Break it down for us, because if you haven't enjoyed Neil Plumlee's long tweets about box office, look at his Gone with the Wind tweet thread. I fell in love with them all over again following that tweet thread. So break it down for us here.
That was a huge waste of my day.
No, I loved it. I loved every tweet about it.
Yeah, so it was all favorite.
I tweeted that whole thing, and at the end I was like, okay, I guess that didn't matter at all. I found like three different inflation calculator websites. Yeah. If you want to check that out, it's on my Twitter. I don't know how far back it is. Maybe like middle of 2 weeks ago. But the Avengers Infinity War has been, as they say, smashing through box office weekend records. It has now the highest domestic U.S. weekend gross. It beat out The Force Awakens by about $3 million. Force Awakens was at 247, and Avengers Infinity War is at an estimated $250 million right now. It could go up or a little bit down, but generally that's where we're going to be. However, it also pulled in $380 million overseas. That's just shy of, well, not just shy, that's a pretty great, that's a good deal shy of what Fate of the Furious brought in last year. Fate of the Furious did, I think, $442 in foreign markets on its opening weekend. But because it had a higher domestic gross than Fate of the Furious, it actually has now the record for the worldwide total gross for opening weekend for any movie in history with $630 million. That's insane.
And this opened up in just about 300 more screens than Force Awakens did.
Yeah. Mm. It also, I think, I might be wrong, but I think it also has the widest ever domestic release with like 4,474 screens.
Yeah.
I think it's the widest ever. So that's not exactly a record to be super proud of, because that just means that you're super saturating the market. I will say, however, The Force Awakens does have a higher per theater average than Infinity War. So Infinity War won out. If it was in the same amount of theaters, it would not have done as well by a remarkable standard. But because they super saturated this movie into every theater and every house that they could, even though it had a lower per theater average, it made up for it with just additional theaters.
But I also think, like, for me, it was just trying to get a ticket, even just Friday, looking there and just seeing things were just filled, except for, like, me at the front row on a lot of different showings. Things I didn't encounter when I was trying to see Force Awakens and doing, like, a last-minute ticket purchase.
I saw it at, like, 10:40 on Friday night, because all the other shows were sold out. And that was the best time to get decent seats. So I was like, all right, bringing my energy drink in the theater, got my water bottle, and go pee right before the movie because it's a long movie.
Yeah.
Tons of trailers before, too, that I'm like, I could have gone again.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question for you guys.
Yeah.
If I'm... I think Frank told me this earlier, but Infinity War has not yet opened in China, which is the largest foreign film market, and one other.
Yep, it is. Shoot, it's China. China. Oh shoot, keep talking, Neil, and I'll find that for
you. Well, my question for you guys in the chat and you guys here on the panel:
Russia.
That's huge. Those are two very large film markets. And it has not yet opened there, so that didn't contribute to its foreign debut, which is huge because it's made an enormous amount of money without those two markets. But as those markets come in and as domestically as this movie moves forward, how far do you think it will go, box office wise?
Oh, more.
Do you think because the international record right now is of course Avatar with $2.7 billion. And this is just shy of $2 billion away from that currently.
I feel like people are coming out of this film more excited to want to see it again than necessarily Force Awakens or even Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a movie that makes you think and you're like, I need to see it again to like process it. Mm-hmm. You know, like Force Awakens, you're like, okay, cool, I got it.
Right.
Maybe you see it again because you were like excited or take someone else. But this is a movie that so many people are like, yeah, we need to see it again. Maybe like.
Yeah, I saw some people in the chat that said that they've already seen it 3 times.
Yeah.
I'm
like, no, I mean, certainly the expectations for what people were hoping that Marvel would succeed for this. I mean, it's been 10 years in the making with an intense a juggling act for this.
Which is crazy to think, too, because you're like, oh, yeah, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and I think also, so, yeah, it's 10 years, but it's also all of these characters. We all have our favorites, and I think even just... that draws so many kinds of people that it's like, oh yeah, my favorite was Doctor Strange. Oh cool, my favorite was Thor. Like, you know, and it's all of those people together. Like, even if you don't like other heroes, you liked one enough to go see it for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which I think that speaks volumes. I think it's going to beat everything because I want it to.
You think it's going to go over Avatar?
Sure. Yeah. I feel worldwide. Like I'm always the one that says, yeah, they're going to beat all these records. Yeah.
So
yeah.
So hopeful.
Yes. Well, that glisten in her eye.
James Cameron will be happy.
Him and his Avatar too.
Him and his like, we shouldn't make more superhero movies. I'm going to make 5 more Avatar movies and that should do it.
And a couple of sprinkle on some Terminator films too.
Yes.
And supposedly Battle Angel Alita, which that's just taking forever.
Produced by James Cameron.
I just need to see that movie.
Well, he was supposed to be making it, but then that obviously didn't really happen.
Well, Avatar is his world now. That's it. And it will be ours. For quite some time.
Pandora. Also, quick thing about just quickly moving back before we move forward to the Avengers. It's funny to think about, you guys are talking about how this has been building for 10 years.
Yeah.
The funniest thing about that is that Jon Favreau, who directed the first Iron Man movie, put that stinger with Nick Fury at the end of, with the teasing the Avengers at the end of Iron Man, just as like a, yeah, that could be fun. Like,
crazy.
There wasn't even a plan for it at the time. They did that, and then subsequently, a few months after that, the Incredible Hulk was to come out.
Mm.
And the Incredible Hulk was supposed to tease Captain America. Mm. But in a way that wasn't supposed to bring on like a new movie. It was supposed to, there's a deleted scene you can find on the DVD or the Blu-ray if you have it, where Bruce Banner goes up to Alaska and he takes a revolver and he shoots himself in the head, but he doesn't die. It's very depressing. But he doesn't die, he becomes the Hulk, and then the Hulk just smashes this glacier he's on, and as the camera tracks rapidly backwards and all this ice is breaking up, if you pause it, you can see the vibranium shield that Captain America had that he fell into the ice with. They replaced that deleted scene with General Ross sitting at a bar drinking his sorrows away, and Tony Stark coming in and being like, what if I told you that we were putting a team together? Because the reception from Jon Favreau's little stinger of the environment was so big, and then they got thinking, what if we just kept doing this? And now we have Infinity War.
Oh, thank you.
No, they've done an incredible job. And I'm really jazzed to see where Phase 4 goes. And those of you who watch the film, jump back into a quick spoiler. I mean, I think everybody's jazzed for next March to see what Captain Marvel does.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, I'm actually, before seeing Infinity War, I was kind of excited to see Ant-Man 2 just because it looked kind of fun. But now I'm like, I need to go see Ant-Man 2 because I need to figure out like what he's doing during this time. There's a lot of things, I'm not going to say them here, but there's a lot of things that are potentially spoilers for Avengers 4 that Ant-Man might have to do with. I discussed it with these two earlier before the show. And I need to know.
He deliberately said he was not going to tell Carrie. So I don't know.
Deliberately not telling Carrie. No, I'll tell you after the show.
On IMDb, it says it'll come out March 8th of next year. That is 313 days away, just in case you guys wanted to know.
Oh, all right.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait.
She's a character in the comic books that I've always had a soft spot for, but I never really enjoyed her series. I think I'm going to enjoy the film interpretation much more than I enjoyed a lot of her comic book stories.
Yeah.
But I'm jazzed about that. Yeah. But, of course, that wasn't the only film that played at your theaters, although it may have seemed like that to many.
Yeah. It definitely felt like it.
There's other movies out there.
Nothing
Ghost
but
Stories, I looked for it. I didn't see anything.
New Art Theater. You didn't look hard enough.
Well, nowhere near me.
No. It wasn't near me either. I had to travel a bit.
Okay. Because I have like an artsy theater and I was bummed.
Hashtag commitment.
That's right. Coming in number two is A Quiet Place from Paramount. Made $10.65 million. Number three, I Feel Pretty from Amy Schumer, 8.1. Rampage came in number four with 7.1. And then Black Panther, due to the popularity of Avengers Infinity War, jumped back up into the top five with another $4.3 million.
Which is outstanding because it had a 280 screen drop, but only an 11% drop from last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is unbelievable. Also, Quiet Place, big rock star for this week as well, for coming in second place.
Sequel.
It's in its what? It's in its
fourth week.
It's in its fourth week, did 10.6 against Infinity War. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
I love movies.
Come on. Yeah, and they already, like Tony just teased from the booth, they have said that they want to move forward with the sequel.
Same writers, though. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
I just hope it's different people.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the logical step.
Because I'm like, I'm towards good where it ends.
Yeah,
like,
let's leave.
Yeah.
Leave new people. Emily with the shotgun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've got Black Panther coming out for at least digital download later this week, and still in the top five this week.
In its first run.
Yep, amazing. Amazing.
Juggernauts.
Yeah, I mean, even Kevin Feige was just saying, yeah, we had hopes for this, but this blew everything we had hoped for out of the water for that. All right, so folks, we're going to, of course, next week, we have some other films that don't necessarily involve Avengers Infinity War. That'll be subject for a box office bet, and that's going to be some of the delightful ones called Bad Samaritan with David Tennant, Overboard, which this looks like reimagining of the
It was weird the first time, it's going to be weird the second time. But at least it's going to be a little bit less rapey this time. Because the first one was kind of like, really?
When Kurt does it to Goldie, it seems weird.
You're telling her, like, that's a, I don't know, man. Was that Kurt Russell?
Yeah, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, baby.
Yeah, I was like, buddy, no, that's not what you do.
and Leslie Tully with Charlize Theron.
Oh, that's what I'm down for.
Yeah, I
want some Tully up in my life.
There you go,
Carrie. I love Charlize Theron.
Did you hear Carrie Lane's sigh of enthusiasm for that?
Oh, you're not down? No, it's definitely not for everybody. Like, if you've seen Young Adults, that's kind of like the same. It's the same director as Young Adults and also Juno. So it's really not for everyone.
It involves preggers and babies and kids. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm like, eh.
But it's like, never mind. I don't even.
Well, yeah, you're like, I'm not getting into it.
All three of those are going to be the subject of the box office bet, so feel free to start chiming away in the chat about which film you'd like us to bet on at the end of the show. But before we do that, I'd like to do a little box office rewind.
Yeah. Oh, look, we have a time stone here.
Oh, look at that.
See, it all doesn't matter.
We're going to do a look back at the six of Charlize Theron's top movies there. The reason I did six is because I kind of have a soft spot for their number six film. I said, why don't we just talk about it a little bit?
Is it Fury Road?
No.
It is The Italian Job from Paramount back in 2003, $19.4 million. That was a fun film.
It was a good movie,
Good old Marky Mark.
Yeah, and they've always been talking about doing a sequel that never really reached fruition. Mm. I would have been happy with a sequel for that.
That was really good.
The only part I didn't like from that movie is when Seth Green was saying, I invented Napster. My roommate stole it while I was taking a nap. That's why he named it Napster. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, that's super shitty writing. Why did you include that in this decent movie?
That's pretty good.
That's the dumbest line.
I like it.
I hated that part.
That's enjoyable.
That's why he named it Napster. I was taking a nap.
Yeah.
You know, after I saw that movie, I was obsessed with Mini Coopers for like years.
Right?
I wanted Mini Coopers.
A lot of people were.
Mini Cooper for so bad.
That movie makes those so good.
Coming to number five for her was Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, baby.
Great movie.
Fantastic movie. One of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. My God.
There's a huge jump from 6 to 5 because it goes from 19.4 to 45.4.
And real quick, just realize that that's all practical effects, everybody. They don't have the budget that Marvel has. Come on, people. Where are they at?
Marvel came for him.
That wasn't all practical effects. Well,
it's a mixture of practical and CGI.
They had a lot of CGI in the movie, just not like CGI.
Well, like the main stunts.
Characters.
A lot of the stunts.
There's actually
real.
Like men being like swayed back and forth, getting on top of cars.
Yours truly interviewed George Miller for a Popcorn Talk interview for the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. Yeah. We did talk about how they use practical effects, so you should go look that up on Popcorn Talk.
Oh, what a shameless plug.
Yeah, you know. It was a couple years ago and stuff, but it was a great interview. It was really
cool. I dig that.
Mm-hmm. Coming to number four was a movie that just I can't stand it yet. I
so
love
so much.
It's Prometheus. 51 million and it came out in 2012. There's that movie just drove me bonkers as a story and the way that the characters act in that film, but there's something visually about it. It's the first one. That still just sucks me in. Shot so well.
I love that too. I can recognize, like, you know, it has its problems, but visually it's always so appealing to me.
Yeah.
And
it's one of those like really enjoyable films for me personally. And also that abortion scene,
That was amazing.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's such a out of context statement that sounds really bizarre.
Yeah,
I thought it was a really interesting movie, but the beginning when they're like quote unquote scientists and go into this space with no gear, let's touch this thing that I don't know. I was like, I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out. You guys are morons. Y'all deserve to die.
I will say though, it's just even though it sort of got panned by a lot of fans, it is a lot better than was it Alien Covenant?
Really?
Wait, is that number four?
That was one after.
That's the one that came out most recently.
Like, so that's Alien Covenant. I agree. It was not as
because
great.
If you didn't like the no helmet thing, that's all there is in Covenant. They land with no helmet.
Oh yeah, no, they go
start
off
walking
the planet.
Around
I was like,
with no helmet, no protection. And I'm like,
it's wheat meal.
These people are stupid.
No,
these people are dumb.
Exactly. That
you
I
all
remember
deserve
the
to die. You all deserve to die.
The thing that frustrated me between the two of those that Prometheus, for all its issues, teased a interesting second movie that would come out of that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And then Alien Covenant just jumps so far past that, and you're like, oh, all right.
Ridley Scott's like, nope, let me just try to bank on my Alien one more time.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen the world of the engineers and have Shaw interact with them and then have it all go down thanks to David Tennant. But, you know, whatever. It's all good. I'm not a director.
Yeah, but Charlize Theron's role in Prometheus is... Oh, so bad.
She could have just rolled to the right.
Yes!
The left.
Yes!
She could have just rolled to the right.
It's just like Indiana Jones. I mean, at least that part, like, there's walls, so you can't go left or right. But that, too, you're like...
So bad. Amy Cassandra Martinez, a huge fan of this film.
Huge fan.
Yeah. How many? You've seen that three times as well, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the magic number.
And of course
it
is.
Yeah. That's how many times I watch every
movie. Coming in number three for Snow White and the Huntsman, back in 2012 as well, 56.2 million.
Fantastic.
It was fun. It was fun of, like, it's exactly what you thought it'd be. I liked her as the Evil Queen. That was actually really interesting.
That was the only good part about Kristen Stewart trying to rally those troops. Thumbs down.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart is...
I just remembered who that was.
Yeah.
When you started talking about it, Frank looked... angry when he remembered what that movie was like. He didn't look sad or disappointed. He looked genuinely mad remembering that movie.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah.
You just offended him.
I did, I would say you could watch me lovingly arm wrestle Chris Hemsworth when I interviewed him for
that
movie.
He was good in that.
But that footage has not been put on my reel because it's still sitting somewhere. Someday, that'll be released.
Where is it, though? We need to see this.
Yeah, well, that was back when I had a real career.
Amy, go. Find it, Amy.
Coming in number two, Hancock, back in 2008, 62.6.
Oh my God, I just remembered that.
That one was fine.
I still haven't seen that movie yet.
It didn't even look good.
It's okay.
It's not a regular superhero
movie at all. It's actually a really cool, existential take on being a superhero.
Yes.
And especially a superhero who's a minority and who's, looked upon from, society. That, everyone knows he's a superhero, but he's hated on because he's, a drunkard. He's, a drunkard Superman, which I thought was great.
Mm-hmm.
I personally enjoyed it, except for the ending got a little hazy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those not amazing, but fine.
You can see the Hancock house there, Jason Bateman's and Charlize Theron's house from their still in the Universal backlot on Elm Street. Huh. There you go, guys.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, Jason Bateman was in that. I forgot.
How could you?
Bateman, Jason.
Shame. I'm going to give myself 40 lashes.
And then finally wrapping it out, as to no surprise, The Fate of the Furious, $98.7 million for that.
I like that franchise.
Nice. So, folks, we've got three films entering it. Of course, you're doing your votes for the box office bet. But before we do our official bet, we'll give you a what we think will be next week's top five. Adding Bad Samaritan, Overboard, and Tully. just to give you an idea, Bad Samaritan tops the list at 1,800 screens. Then Overboard's at 1,500. Tully is at 1,200. Now, I'm sure one or probably all three are going to be Avengers Infinity War.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, probably four for Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
Fourth place.
It's kind of
like seems to make sense.
Wow. Ken Jack goes Avengers, Overboard, Quiet Place, Feel Pretty, and Rampage.
I don't think about Overboard.
Man, no way.
I don't think any of us. Well, this is.
I mean, it has to do better than 10.6.
That's true.
I think a few of these movies can do 10.6 to get into second place.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like so.
Actually, with a drop, it has to do better than like 8.
Yeah.
Overboard has switched its release dates 3 times. It originally supposed to come out 4/20, then 4/13, now finally 5/4, all because
should've
of Infinity
War. Should have done 4/20. Yes. Should have done 4/20.
Yep.
They should have.
Because last week was a nice dead week.
Yeah.
What
was it? Rampage was in his second week?
Yeah, and you had Super Troopers 2.
Yeah, they definitely should have. They should have done 4/20.
Bad Samaritan does have David Tennant, which he's a pretty big draw for a lot of people.
I would think that's.
I've heard good things about that movie as well.
Out of the three, I think that's the best of the three.
Yeah.
In terms of doing the highest numbers.
But I haven't seen a lot from it.
They were pushing at cons. At WonderCon, they had a big booth and were pushing it.
Yeah, but I haven't seen
a lot of ads.
I mean, the people that go to cons aren't like your general public that's going to make you the most money.
Nerds. Yay.
I feel like Overboard has. A larger footprint on TV and print ads.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, every time I see that poster, I mean, Anna Faris, fine. She's not appealing to me. I have zero interest in
wanting
to see
her.
This movie.
I hate that this is a thing that we're doing. Like, why? One thing is just like rebooting a movie that's already been done. You're like, okay. But another one is just like rebooting it and just making it not look good at all. My opinion. I don't know anyone that's actually excited about it. But if you guys are, please let us know. I would really like to know who is excited to see it.
I would like go support just because it's a Mexican, I believe.
Do you?
He's
yeah, because
Mexican.
Why?
What's
his name? Yeah, I don't know his name.
That's right. Yeah.
Say it.
Oh, yeah. I already said it.
Star Drew just put up 3 ranges for box office bets.
Way to go, Bad Star Drew.
Bad Samaritan,
that's my boy.
4 to
that's
7. Overboard, 11 to 14. And 8 to 10 on Tully.
Done.
Star Drew.
Done. Our job
he's a dreamer.
Done.
Yeah, boy. Yeah,
get
boy.
In the middle. Like, you give us a range, cool. Yeah. But, like, what's the middle one? That's your number. That's the one.
Huh.
I could, yes.
Neon Gods, that's funny. 1, Avengers 2, Avengers 3, Avengers 4, Avengers. And I can't.
5 is
Jesse
the
in the chat two says Overboard will make less than 7.
Yeah, I'm going to say Avengers Infinity War. I think Quiet Place could still hold 2, strong at number 2.
It could.
I agree.
Yeah.
It could.
Then I would say Bad Samaritan.
Yeah.
Then
I agree with that.
I think.
Tully?
Maybe, but it's only on 1,200 screens.
Quirky, weird comedy. She's a big name, though.
Fans. Yeah, but she's also, but on 1,200 screens. Mm-hmm.
Think of all the alienated women that didn't like Marvel, who didn't go see movies this weekend, want to go see movies next weekend, and they're going to watch Tully. All
right, fine. No. Avengers, Quiet Place, Bad Samaritan, Tully, and do I think? Fine, I'll put Overboard at 5, though I kind of doubt it.
Okay.
Just because. Wild card.
Avengers, A Quiet Place. Tully, Bad Samaritan, that's 4. And Black Panther, why not?
Wow, yeah. All right.
I'm doing Infinity War, Overboard.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. I think it's gonna.
Ooh.
I think it will. I'm gonna stay true to that. I don't want it to.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to.
Yeah.
So we have Avengers, Overboard, and then we'll do Bad Samaritan, Quiet Place, Tully, and I Feel Pretty.
Court in the chat says Avengers, Quiet Place, Tully, Bad Samaritan, and then Rampage.
And I'll echo that one because why not?
No, I feel like
we got this, Courtney.
Avengers, Quiet Place, Bad Samaritan, I Feel Pretty, Overboard, number 5.
Mm.
Yeah. Ugh. Oof, boy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with those super enthusiastic, real quick, drop off for next week for Avengers Infinity War.
I don't know, that's tough.
20%.
Ooh, that's insane.
No, I don't know. Well, it's not going to be 50 for sure.
It might be. I mean, generally, the second week is about 50.
Yeah.
But I think it could. I mean, the biggest drop off was what, 68?
But if it's all sold out this weekend, then we got all the people who are going to want to see it next weekend because they didn't get in the first weekend.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 45.
I'll say 40. Okay.
33.
Ooh, yeah.
I'll say the 20, so then I'm the low end. Yes.
So yes, Anthony, you've been keeping an eye on the chat. Do you see where we're leaning in terms of our box office bet?
Yeah, so I hit up Drew, Star Drew here, and he says the vote is still tied, apparently. But I'm not sure which, either if it's just a fatal three-way or it's just a two-way man tie. I'm not sure.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Trying to get one or three more votes going, I guess. But like, Star Drew, which movies are they?
There you go. Because otherwise, if we're still tied, then the tie...
No. I demand a recount.
We're seeing this before. All right. We're doing overboard, everybody.
We're going swimming.
Get excited.
I did say I'd make my bottom of the five.
So overboard, 1,500 screens. Now, when this originally came out in 87, it made $1.8 million. It might not beat it. It might not beat it this time.
Against today's inflation, that is, $15 million?
I can't find my calculator.
All right. I mean, we got Anna Faris and some other gentleman whose name escapes me.
Eugenio Derbez.
Thank you, Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Beautiful. I'm not sure if I can even say that.
All right. I really don't want to see this film. I got to go for middle of the pack.
Oh.
Keep it safe.
We're saying it's the bottom of the pack.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going
to... Star Drew says 10. Ken Jack says 10.
Frank is readjusting his.
I gotta stick.
He's like,
All right. Okay. All right. Neil, you locked in?
I'm locked in.
Anthony in the booth. Sir, what is your bet?
Oh, man. I didn't have much time to think, but I'm gonna go with my gut per usual.
Yep.
My gut's telling me a solid. Oh, wait. What's 6.5?
Yes.
All right. Courtney says 6.
No.
All right, Neil.
We're sitting here at 10.
Ooh.
Oh, thank God.
Ooh,
I love it. I love it.
Swinging.
Amy Cassandra.
Lauren says 12.
I guess. I put 3.
Yeah! I love it. Yes.
I said 6.
6. I got 6.5.
I said 9.
Whoa. Oh, man.
I'm so
Frank is so happy.
Thank you.
First time in a few weeks, huh?
Yes. it's going to feel good. Okay. You're going to feel good.
Okay. I will make it through this.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't go see Overboard.
Mm-hmm. I'll go watch it with the loser.
Oh, Amy's going to have a date.
There you go.
Yay.
It's going to be nice.
Oh, whatever.
She'll laugh at all of us when it makes like 2.5. That's right.
I want 2.5. Them to be happy and make money, but I also want to win.
Think of all the people who've been dying for a new Anna Faris movie.
Don't hate on her.
Crickets.
She had the TV show genuine. Mom.
Yeah,
They
got
her.
They good.
Really, Anthony, because it seemed like a joke.
I'm not joking at all.
No, for real.
I'm a little fan.
Middle America.
Yeah.
I'm a little fan.
A lot of Middle America moms are going to want to go and see Overboard.
I'm down for it.
All right.
So about $10 million
Tully.
Worth.
Tully just had, like, okay. Whatever. We'll see.
Okay. We'll see.
Right. We will gonna see. End up.
Yeah.
You know who's going to be the final deciding factor? Is you, the movie going public. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be able to cast your vote with your hard-earned dollars, and we'll see what the results are next week. But in the meantime, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And, of course, feel free to leave a comment down below. Carrie. If they're watching after we stream, what would you like them to answer in the chat?
Well, Amy brought up a good point that everybody has a favorite in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So which Marvel Cinematic movie is your favorite? Comment down below. So which movie is your favorite?
Movie.
Of all the Marvel movies.
And what was your favorite death? All
right. That's right. There you go. Favorite death. All right. Love it.
No.
So that would be
favorite movie. No spoilers. No spoilers yet.
If you want to get in touch with us, any of us, after the show's over, the handsome... And talented.
I'm just kidding.
Anthony in the booth.
It's so old fashioned word.
Oh.
Handsome.
Oh, thank you so much, for Frank. Yeah, you can find me everywhere at TonyBTony underscore. It's right there on your screen. I did that. Yep.
Oh, you too.
Congratulations, Tony underscore.
Yay.
Great job, Tony.
Thank you.
If you want to chat with me after the show is over, you can find me at Places Where People Are Found at The Neil Plumley. That's TheNeilPlumley on Twitter and whatnot.
And whatnot.
Where's that added? Should I get on the whatnot? Is that a new thing?
Yes, it's a new Scandinavian app. It's called Whatnot.
I'm looking for that right now.
And they tell you what not to do.
Oh, love it. I need that in my life.
Not what not to wear. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. Okay. All right. Well, you guys can find me on all social media at AmyCassandraMTZ. I was also just on Movie Fights at Screen Junkie, so make sure you watch those.
You were great.
Or that. Thank you. And yeah, just follow me. You'll find stuff. It's fun.
Cool. And you guys can find me online at Carrie Dillane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. I do a ton of shows here, so I'm not going to bother listening to them all. So just go.
Tons.
She practically lives here.
Like double digits.
Yeah.
That's right. And folks, before we go, of course, you're watching this fantastic thing. Maybe you're watching it live. Maybe you're watching it on YouTube. But if you're listening to it as a podcast, if you like to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, there's another podcast we think you should check out, and that's Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Drops on iTunes every single Friday, created by none other than our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos. She talks to celebrity and influencer interviews, talks about life, fashion, romance, affairs of the heart, car insurance, a variety of wide topics that she covers. But let her be the big sister you never had. So just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, and when you do, let her know it was Neil from Popcorn Talks, a box office breakdown that got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out. And you can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie. Folks, thanks for joining us. We'll be back here next Sunday night with another edition of Box Office Breakdown right here on Popcorn Talk. Go see some movies.
Peace out, everybody.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.